Unlike this track that I'm using by GX2 for Phoneboy Speaks episode 591, the song Happy Birthday, which really should be in the public domain, it's not, at least according to Warner/Chappell Music. They make a ton of money licensing the song for different reasons. Now, and there's the etymology and the source of the song is actually in dispute. And in fact, somebody who's actually making a documentary on the song Happy Birthday has pretty conclusive proof that the song isn't in public domain. And it was at some point copyrighted, but the copyrights for it expired before the Mickey Mouse laws came into effect. And these are the ones that have basically extended copyright ad infinitum at this point. And so, if you put something under copyright, yes, it's like life plus 70 years or something crazy like that. And so that means, nothing since like 1920 something has been put into the public or hasn't been put into the public domain in the United States, at least. And so, so somebody's actually trying to challenge it. Most people just look at the amount of money that it would cost to pay the licensing fee versus fight it in court. And they say, well, okay, well, we'll pay the money. It's $500 versus, fighting it for, $500,000. And so, Warner/Chappell Music is the very epitome of what if they were holding a patent, we would call them a patent troll. And, of course, a lot of the big music companies, the big copyright holders, the ones who push the Mickey Mouse copyright laws, they're all trolls and they're all taking our money. Mickey Mouse should have been in the public domain a long time ago. The idea that copyright copyright exists for a reason. It does protect the intellectual property of the people putting it out, but it was always meant to be a limited span of time. I think the original term was 26 years or something, and you could renew it one time. And that was okay, right? And that actually, you can get a certain amount of a lifespan from the work, and at some point it goes in the public domain, and everybody can enjoy the work from it. And so then there's nothing wrong with that. It's and that's why I'm really gratified to see things like the Creative Commons come into play, where people say, hey, look, we want to maintain our rights to it, but we want to let people reuse it and stuff. And so that's where I really like that's where I'm glad some people are sort of eschewing the normal copyright system and going for Creative Commons. This song, the author said today, that I could use it, or anybody could use them. It's just, use them, remix them, whatever. It's very, very, very epitome of the things. And so, here I am using another GX2 track. We'll see if I keep doing that or not. But, anyway, so this article though is actually really old, and I tried to find, new information to see if there's anything that, because this lawsuit was supposedly filed beginning of last year or something. And here we are in the middle of 2014, and I've heard nothing about it. So, and I haven't even seen, them trying to squash it. So I'm guessing that this may still go to trial, but I don't know when it will happen and when Happy Birthday can be in the public domain and people can use it in movies without having to pay Warner/Chappell Music money for a song that really should be in the public domain, because it goes back to the end of the 19th century, the origins of it. And so, again, you can read this article from TechDirt in the show notes for your own edification. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.